Okie dokie, all my stir-crazy friends on the internet. Where else would you be? It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Reliving all the excitement from Wednesday's show, March 25th. It's Dave, it's the clips, it's everything that took place on our airwaves between 6 and 9 on the morning show. We shared some quarantine entertainment, courtesy of a rapper I'm sure everybody knows, Lil Yachty. Not a yacht rocker, no, despite the name. He's been handing out money for some shenanigans online. Our happy hour is scheduled for this Friday. I hope you know about it. More info can be found on that in here. We shared what we watched over our spring vacation. We heard a seal that sounds suspiciously like a beloved movie star. A announcer from NASCAR and other sports is bored at home and finding ways to apply his craft to being sheltered in place. Song stories today featured the birthday boy Elton John, and Jaws is now a musical. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday and have some big plans for next wheel spin on Wednesday. We shared the Nerd's Guide to Boredom, and Kostaki Economopoulos joined us to break down everything that's been happening in the NFL's offseason. So have a listen. Here we go. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
I'm telling you, it's rain today, sunny tomorrow. Rain today, sunny tomorrow. We're doing the same thing. Tomorrow, sunshine, temperatures will be up near 60 degrees.
Wow.
Right? Weird. Friday, rain again.
So Saturday's going to rule?
No. Unfortunately, the rhythm breaks.
On Saturday, it ends, of course.
And Sunday.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we haven't been inside enough.
I know. It's going to make being inside that much more fun. But look, there's so many different ways to have fun while you're quarantined, while you're at home working. Like, one of your buddies, Lil Yachty. Oh, all right, Lil Yachty, one of your hip-hop buddies. Right, he got bored being quarantined at home. Uh-huh. So he went on his Twitter page and started offering people money to entertain him, to do, like, a stupid talent show.
This is perfect for a rapper. This is what every rapper should be doing.
All right, because they have more money than they should.
Yes, and they love being frivolous with it.
Right, okay.
What were people doing?
Let's say, had one fan shaved off her eyebrows.
What? For how much?
$200. She got $200.
Oh, only $200?
Right, and I don't have any numbers on what these other people got for doing it. Uh-huh. Someone ate a bar of deodorant soap.
Oh, that's foul.
All right, and this was topped off by someone eating a condom.
Does Lil Yachty know what those are?
Yeah, I don't. I think it might have been the very first time you saw one.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
On Friday at 6 o'clock, we're planning on having a happy hour. A virtual happy hour online and with video, and you'll be able to tune in and be part of the video. It'll be a giant conference call for about 250 people.
Yep.
If everything, we're still working some of the bugs out, so there's a chance that this could get totally screwed. But if you want in on it, first thing you got to do, go to our Facebook page. Do we have something on the website yet?
I'm getting that right now.
Okay. Yep. Well, it's on our Facebook page right now, where you could download the app and get all the instructions on how to work it. And then send us... obviously, if you send an email, we'll have your email address, right? Send us your phone number also, because we're not sure which of the two we're going to need, right? And just send it to happyhour@wmgk.com. We'll collect them all up, and then this way we'll be – because we've got to contact you. We've got to put you into the group,
right?
All right? So this should be fun. It should be a lot of fun.
If you're lucky, it's a 6 o'clock happy hour. Maybe you'll see Kristen feeding Jack.
Okay.
If you're into that thing. I haven't talked to her about it yet. You never know.
And if you're really lucky, you'll get the recipe to my quarantini.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's not a family secret?
No, it's not a family secret. As a matter of fact, I'm creating it.
And if you're even luckier, maybe all 250 people won't be talking at the same time.
I've been thinking about this. It could just be white noise for 2 hours.
It could be that.
That's a bar. It's fine.
That's all it is.
Maybe we can make separate rooms to just go hang out with each other a couple at a time. Hey, come in here with me. Let's talk. It's not creepy at all.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of Queen, I finally got around to what have you watched over the course of like vacation and stuff like that while we were gone? What did you binge anything? Did you watch anything in particular?
I watched 1917, I mentioned, yeah, and Black Mirror, because this isn't a dystopia enough that we're living in.
Okay,
I watched the second Jumanji. Okay. I watched.
What'd you think of the second Jumanji?
I enjoyed it.
You did?
Not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, they were sucking whatever life was left out of the story.
I thought Kevin Hart was great in it as an older black man. Spoiler alert. And then I started. I guess I'm now caught up on Westworld.
Oh, me too. I forgot about that.
By the way, I forgot to mention that. I didn't realize it was coming back.
Me neither.
And I came back, on Monday, and neither one of us talked about it. Yeah. All right? I mean, it's just like, all of a sudden, I'm going through my DVR, and I'm like, Westworld?
Yeah. I remember the show.
I just watched the first episode yesterday, so I just started.
I've only watched that one also. Okay. All right. So wait a second. That guy. All right. Uh-huh. This is the Steve always looks. After I watch something, I talk to Steve to explain what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is one that is tough, though, because it's so confusing. So I have trouble with this also.
The guy who's talking to Francis. All right. The guy who's having the troubles.
Yeah, from Breaking Bad. I forget his actor's name.
Okay. Was he like the security guard last year? Was he like?
No, he's a whole new character.
He's a whole new character. Yeah. Okay. All right. Because we're trying to figure out, wait, where did this guy?
Yeah, totally he's never been in it.
Totally new.
Yeah. And by the way, Dolores. Not someone to be screwed with.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Now, normally I would do something like this as a what the hell is that?
Okay.
All right. But I'm just going to play something for you guys so that you can get an understanding of what the hell is that. And tell me what you think this is. All right. You ready? Here we go. All right.
All right. Well, it's a man.
Okay. Yeah.
Was there dribbling in there? Can I hear that again?
Yeah, sure. A little dribbling, you think? Oh, wait a second.
That's what March Madness would have sounded like in the midst of Corona.
I see. Okay.
Pretty good. Right. God, I don't even have. I couldn't even fathom a guess.
All right.
Other than that, it's a guy yelling.
All right. Well, actually,
it doesn't seem comfortable.
Think about it. All right. It's not a guy yelling.
What?
No.
Really?
No. It's a sea lion at SeaWorld. All right?
Play that again.
I hate that.
Right.
I hate when animals sound human.
Right. Well, actually, he sounds more than human. He sounds like Tom Hanks every time.
In the money pit.
In the money pit. Every time he screams in the money pit. Where was he stranded? What was the movie stranded in?
Castaway.
Castaway, right. Yeah. Here he is in Castaway.
Oh, that is wrong.
Right. Yes.
Meanwhile, at the sea lion, and Tom Hanks.
Oh my God!
Are they the new parrots?
They might be.
Was he an extra in Castaway?
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
As people shelter in, as they stay quarantined or, stay in their homes and all that noise, right? A lot of people are having a hard time adapting not to doing their job.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? Take Mike Begley. I don't know if you know Mike Begley. Mike Begley is...
Sounds familiar.
He's a motorsports announcer. He does NASCAR and all that kind of stuff. Right? Well, there's nothing going on for him, so he's trapped at home. And decided to do comments on his dogs running around the pool.
Here they come. They've completed lap number 5. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie tried to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. They'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number 3. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by 5 dog lengths.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Start them up, rev them up. Let's feel good this morning. We're alive, at least.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It is Elton John's birthday. We're getting a lot of Elton John requests, but we're going to do that right now with Song Stories.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Today is Elton John's birthday, and we're going to celebrate that in Song Stories this morning and start out with Benny and the Jets. Elton was totally against releasing this as the third U.S. single off of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but he felt that Candle in the Wind would have been a better choice. It would have had a better shot at success. Then he heard from his record label that a Canadian station in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, started playing the song, which became a major hit in Detroit itself and on the black radio stations in Detroit. Here's what Elton had to say about it.
How ironic that one of the greatest soul music places in the world, like Detroit. You have to realize that when I first came to America and went to places like Memphis, I went to the Stax studio and knelt before the 8-track machine and kissed it. I went to Motown Studios. I went to the Apollo Theater in New York. As a British person who loved American music, it was very, very important for me to pay homage to the places that the great music came out of.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Happy birthday to Elton John. The bitch is back. We'll be playing lots of Elton John for you throughout the day, but we did it this morning, a 3-song set there of 4 song stories. It is, in fact, Elton John's birthday. 43 degrees outside. Rain today. Temperature getting to a 46. That rain will go into tonight, but it should end by about 8 o'clock, and then a sunny day tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 50s, maybe 60 degrees. But 43 degrees outside right now. Long Song Wednesday, the return of the Wheel of Long Songs, coming up at 7:40. Still got time to get yours in. Text it to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. You're going to find this hard to believe, Cindy. I'm going to show this this headline to the guys here in the studio, and then I'll see what your reaction is like. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. This is Never Mind What the Playhouse Is.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Oh, man, that's a small font. Hold on. How?
Right. Well, I expected one of you to read it. Jaws, the stage musical.
To read it out loud.
Sorry. You said you're just going to show it to us. I was waiting for you to do the dramatic.
Jaws,
next
the stage musical is being prepared for this summer. It'll start in summer stock, work its way around, and then, you know, work its way toward Broadway.
I'll say it again.
All right.
How?
Well, you know what? Think about it. I mean, you would have great songs. You'd have songs like... You know, and then there's that big dance number that'll happen. And of course, you've got to have, there's got to be a ballad. There's got to be something easy, you know, that just...
Catchy. Very catchy.
Very, very catchy. I'm telling you, that cast album's going to sell big time.
I'm glad I found you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Maybe you can help me.
Want to get laid? Crawl up a chicken's ass and wait.
102.9 MGK.
We're about to get to the Wheel of Long Songs, and we realized, just before we went on vacation, next month, is it? Is it next month, Dave?
What's that?
The date for the Wheel of Long Songs?
Oh, yeah. It was April 2018 that we started.
We've been doing this for 2 years now, and I think I don't want to get rid of the wheel, but I think it's time to freshen it up.
Okay. It's going
to
be a square.
We're going to be the square of long songs.
That would sound awesome.
No,
spinning.
I think we got it because we've been through so many long songs. I mean, it's just so, and a lot of the ones that we haven't gotten to kind of suck. Right, you know, so, and no, I'm not going to play Inagata DeVita, right? You know, so I think I've made that clear over the years that that is not going to happen. But without fail, every week, I think somebody just sends it in to aggravate me. Right?
Yeah, he's just trolling you at this point.
To do it. I think maybe next week.
Okay.
Right?
We'll brainstorm.
We'll work on something, but we got to freshen this up to some extent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a couple years.
But right now, we still got a wheel that is filled with songs. On the wheel right now, we got the Outlaws, Green Grass and High Tides, Skynyrd's Freebird, the listener pick, Meatloaf's Paradise by a Dashboard Light, by the Dashboard Light. Jackson Browne, who has coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
All right, Loadout and Genesis. Abacat. And Stay? Oh,
Loadout.
No, I was trying to get to Abacat. That's, and the way I had it, I couldn't figure out what the hell I wrote there.
Move the mic
all right,
for you.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, so Abacat and Jackson Browne's Loadout, Stay. So let's spin that wheel one more time. 2 bonus slots there. Bonus slots showed up the last time. What do you got? Let's go. See, where will it stop?
Just missed the bonus.
Oh, really? Oh, just missed the bonus. Although that would have been 3 bonuses in a row.
Really?
Yeah, the last 2 were both bonuses. But this time around, it is the Outlaws, Green Grass, High Tides, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. the Outlaws for Long Song Wednesday. And next week, not sure exactly what it's going to be. We're gonna do something with the wheel. We're going to do something a little different. By Monday, we should know.
Right.
Or we might even know by tomorrow for all we know, but we'll worry about
so
it.
So not a square. We're not going
to... No, we're not going to change it to a square. It's the wheel will remain the wheel. It's what's on the wheel. The choices are going to change.
Square of songs.
The square of songs. No one would even understand that. We're going to spin the square of songs.
It's going to be the nerdiest guy singing a song that we can find.
Speaking of nerds, a list of nerds.
What?
Yeah.
You got some segue magic here.
To deal with nerds. It's a nerd's guide to indoor activities to combat homebound boredom. Right? We should put this list up online. Boomerangs. How to make indoor boomerangs out of just cardboard.
Sign me up for that, man.
Okay, right.
I got kids.
John Collins is the paper airplane Jedi master. So he'll teach you. You can go online. He'll teach you how to make paper airplanes. You can do that with your kids.
Okay.
Right? By the way, you know what? A business that's making a ton of money right now that's just like can't keep up with the demand?
Video conferencing.
Right? No, not video conferencing. We will be doing that on Friday, though, is puzzle makers.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. If I have to do the same four Paw Patrol puzzles again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right? You know? And if you have a hula hoop and you're not don't have time to go to the gym, great core work.
That's true.
Using a hula hoop. So we should put this whole list up there.
Send it over my way.
I don't know if we should include whistling, right?
Yeah, right? Let's keep a few of these
Sean
off.
Lomax, who's the champion whistler. If you have time to kill, you could watch him. All right. So,
I'd rather do that than a Paw Patrol puzzle.
But here's another guy. There's a school in Ohio, the McHarper Manor, is an art studio, and they are offering free online classes for kids. Right.
Oh, so, I saw something about this, actually.
Yeah. So we should put that up as well. So we'll put a bunch of stuff up. Kostaki Economopoulos.
Correct.
Right, is going to be joining us at 8:10. We've got, football gearing up again.
Yeah.
When is the draft?
It's supposed to be April 23rd. And the NFL just yesterday sent out a letter to all teams that they should close their buildings.
Facilities? Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Guys, it's like a month late. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know the NFL. It's all about them. It's their world. We just live in it and pay for it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. He is the host of Quick Snaps Podcast, which is available on iTunes. And you can always get to him on Twitter through funnykostaki.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Kostaki Economopoulos.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, sir.
It's good to hear you, too. Now, are you all sheltered up with the children?
Yes, I am. I'm on lockdown. There are no gigs in my immediate future.
You or any other comic.
That's right. My eye itches. Am I supposed to rub it on a pine cone? What is the plan going forward?
What's sheltering in like for you with two kids?
You know what? It's busy. I'm doing a lot of dishes. I didn't realize how many dishes there were to be done. It's ridiculous. In our regular lives, you know, you grab a sandwich from here, you get Thai takeout from there. Now, everything's at home. Everything's on a plate that has to be washed.
You know, with you on the phone, that means, we must be getting toward the draft, and the season's going to be 17 games long. And, of course, there's that little story about Tom Brady.
Yes. Tom Brady, another old guy moving to Florida, because of his advanced age. Good news for Brady, there's no state income tax in Florida. Bad news, he's got to buy an El Camino.
Hey, that's one of my dream cars. What are you talking about?
I know, actually. It's kind of funny. I have a little bit of the same feeling. And I love Tampa. I lived there for a little while. Bucks coach Arians was always very open about this. He said before committing to Jameis Winston, they wanted to see what was behind door number two. Turns out door number two, Tom Brady, pretty good door number two. I wonder what was behind door number three, an actual goat like the old show. Robert Kraft bought a full-page ad thanking Tom Brady in the Tampa Tribune. That's a big spend for a guy worth $6 billion, right? How much is a newspaper ad in 2020 during a global pandemic? Answer, less than the cost of a Florida handy. Just guessing. Philip Rivers signed with the Colts, reportedly one season for $25 million. That's almost $1 million per child. I mean, that's a lot of money. I'm worried that moving that many kids from California to Indiana is going to throw off the census. We're going to get it wrong. Rivers said he was thinking about retirement, but then he remembered he's got 9 kids. Like, who wants to go home to that? And actually, in his case, going home to the family would be a violation of the ban on groups of 10 or more. Right? You can't even...
What are your feelings about them having the draft without a crowd?
I was actually going to go to the draft. My brother and I had a hotel room, and we were going to Vegas. We're so excited about it. And now they're going to have the draft in a TV studio somewhere with just Roger Goodell. The good news for Roger will be the first year he doesn't get booed.
Yeah, right.
We could do it at home.
Yeah, we could all do it. We should send some Jets fans over to the studio outside the window.
So from what I understand, Sean Payton, I only found this out today, tested positive for coronavirus?
Yeah, he's the first one, first NFL face with the virus. He's opted not to play defense against the virus. He's going to have Drew Brees outscore it. That's how he does. He knows he's outclassed, so look for a surprise onside kick at halftime.
I'm sort of curious. I meant to ask you this in the beginning of our conversation today. What do people call you for short? Does everybody just call you Kostaki, or they call you Kaz? What do they call you?
Believe it or not, Kostaki is short for Konstantinos.
Really?
So it is short.
Okay.
And I have 2 middle names. My legal name is Konstantinos Christos Vasilis Economopoulos. That's
good
my
night.
Actual name.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now you understand why the Vietnamese only had 4-letter names. He took all the rest.
It's a jerk move.
Kostaki Economopoulos, you can get to him through Quick Snaps, his podcast on iTunes. You can follow him on Twitter at Funny Kostaki. That's Kostaki. Chris, forget it. Names, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Go Eagles.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's #1 classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.